Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, palm reading.
In Africa, you know, okay, a lot of people are spiritual. Some people are, you know, believe in other kinds of powers.
I think that the intent is to come into that space with the desire to help. You know, maybe the person sees himself as a bridge between what's happening now to an individual or a situation to what will hopefully happen the next day or down the road.
Palm reading is the art of characterization and foretelling the future through the study of the palm. The practice is found all over the world, with the numerous cultural variations all over the world. And today, in Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please, stay tuned. Well, first welcome to the show, my colleague, Tef Tef.
I can't stay away, man.
I know you can't stay away from this show. Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
And also our interns in the house, Doris Waweru.
Thank you for having me.
And Siobhan Ali.
Thank you for having me too.
Sure, you're welcome. Historically, palm reading has existed for many years. It has been practiced in the cultures of India, Tibet, China, Rome, and ancient Israel. But also, since the Middle Ages, this practice has been suppressed by the church. At the same time, there's modern palmistry, where so many people seem to feel this is a common practice about their lives. So I wanted to know from Shahudu Mvungi if she believes in palm reading.
First of all, Sunday, I'm a Christian, and I don't think I have read that in the Bible. Is it in the Bible? To be honest with you, I don't really know why people believe in palm reading. I know it's very common. It's not very common where we are in Africa. It's not that common. There are other things people believe in, you know. But I know it's very common in India, in Europe. It's very common, palm reading, and people go by it, you know, to determine what's happening to them in the future or maybe how they plan their day or whatever. But I don't really know why, you know, it's very popular. I guess it's just people's belief that, you know, if
it could be
my palm is red. Yeah, I'm not so into that. I've heard about it, I've read about it, but I'm not so sure why, because I don't believe it myself.
I understand, and this has been suppressed by the church, of course, for those who are believers. But anyway, still today, there are some people out there will not do anything without reading
other
their
than
palms. You know, they have to know what's going on before they step out of the house.
Yeah, we're all different.
I understand.
Everybody's different. In Africa, you know, okay, a lot of people are spiritual. Some people are, you know, believe in other kinds of powers, you know, powers we you know, witchcraft and things like that. And, you know, they use that to determine what's happening to them or to find out, you know, how they go on about their future and everything. But other people believe in palm reading.
Exactly.
And, you know, they go by it. And for me, that's, I don't know, that's just different. It's something I don't really know about. Yeah.
Okay. I understand you, Shudu. It's a different thing. You don't practice it. You don't do it. But I believe you see that happening every day in day-to-day life. Some people would not.
Yes, yes. It's very common. It's very common.
Right.
Not very common where we are. It's very common elsewhere.
Yes. And I can see that in cultures such as India, Tibet, mm-hmm. Persia, China. You know, and also, as you say, in some places in Africa, you see people believing that someone can tell them about their lives, really. For example, you have mm-hmm. some politicians, really, they won't do anything until they go for palm reading.
They do that.
Right?
I don't know. They probably do. They probably, I can't really say, but I would rather have a person go to church or go to the mosque.
Right.
You know, and pray about stuff like that. But that's because that's what I believe in. I believe in God.
Right.
Yeah. I believe in the power of God, not in the power of anything other than God.
there are people who really, really, really made money out of this art of palmistry. They come to you, you go like in circuses and some places, you find a booth where somebody's there sitting, you know, welcoming you to say, I can tell you something about you, you know?
Some people, maybe they want to try something different.
Okay.
You know, but I think people actually do it all the time. It's something they believe in. Right. They believe that it really works. Yeah.
The question is, does it work?
I mean, even if people who go do they call them sources or witchcraft? If people who do that, they do it because it's what they believe in, and they believe it really works.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a Christian. I'm spiritual in that way. And for me, you know, there's nothing other than God.
Right.
There's nothing above God.
But you won't go for nothing else.
No, definitely not.
Thank you, Shuhudu Mbungi from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. And back to the studio. I want to start with you, Tef. Okay. What do you know, what do you think about palm reading? This is like, some people it's fun for them, and some people, this is some serious business. They have to hear what's going on, and they give their palms to people to read. What do you think about this practice?
I mean, I think I'd categorize it as in the same field as horoscopes. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
It's fun to look at. I've never paid for a palm reading, as far as I remember. But you know, if I'm walking outside and I see somebody offering it for like $2, I might just give.
You don't mind paying $2?
You know, just for the fun of it.
Okay.
I think it's too close. Just for the fun of it, but I don't. If they told me anything, I don't think I'd, you know, lose my mind or sleep. You know, lose sleep.
Or lose your sleep.
Yeah.
I tell you, you're gonna die tomorrow.
Exactly, that'll be a tough one. That'll be a tough one. But yeah, for me, it's all fun and games. But when people start claiming it's, you know, true, and then I'd have to criticize them. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's what you think, Doris Waweru. What do you think about palm reading? Have you ever been to a fortune teller at all?
No.
Really?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. Cause I've. You know, I associate them with Indians. Like, they're just Asian stuff. So I've never done it. Like, and I don't think I would do it.
Really?
Like, it's not so common from where I come from. Like, we don't do it.
Really?
No.
You don't see that in Kenya at all?
Well, I've seen it. Okay. There are shops. But it's not, like, it's not a common thing. And so I believe in horoscope. Okay.
Do you really?
You do?
I tend to.
Oh, you've seen it. Uh-oh. Okay.
But so, you know the palm reading thing? Uh-huh. I don't. Maybe because I've never done it. But the horoscope thing, I've done it, and sometimes it's true. So I'm like, oh,
okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
But you're getting close, so maybe next week you'll be believing in palm reading. Who knows?
Who knows?
Shava, who knows, right?
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
Tell me, Shava, what do you think about palm reading?
I think it's coming from, you know, where I come from in Pakistan, and the subcontinent region, yes, I have seen a lot of people actually believing in palm reading. And not only that they go in particular places to show their hands, but they also send their printed, you know, handprints or screens to palmists so they can read them. It's basically because they want to know about the future, you know.
Right.
It can be related to career, education, marriage, children, you know, whatever they want to know, they pay for it. And it's not only about poor people doing it. I've seen rich people actually also going out.
Wow.
And if they're politicians, they want to know the political career or the future, you know. So it's something that they believe in. And I think it's more common in India because of the fact that it is more religious affiliations and spiritual attachment when people really want to know about it, their future especially.
Right.
So, yeah, I've seen it online. I've seen it on television. So it's pretty common where I come from.
It's pretty common where you're coming from. And,
yeah.
and I think you're right about that. But now this practice, I think, is growing all around the world. You know?
Is it?
People are doing... Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. People are doing it so much. I mean, it's about, just like she said, people think about their political careers. Like, I'm running for the Senate. I'm running for the Parliament. I'm running for this and for that. And I want to know, am I going to really win this thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to take precautions and stuff. So people do it. I don't know why, but I think it's really, really common. reading has been, like, growing and has been shown in a number of films and TV shows. But I want to know, does this play a big role in people's lives? Because you see that on TV. So I want to know that also. Back to you, my friend. What do you think, Tef Tef? When you see these shows on TV, when you see people doing palm reading on the streets, but does the media has an influence on that because we see that on movies and TVs?
I'm sure they do. You know, I don't think everything that goes on TV will have some sort of influence on somebody or another. And again, do I think people take it seriously? No, because most likely they'll see palm reading in movies, you know, comedy shows or stuff of that sort. So they'll take it as it is, like I said, for fun. You know, a lot of people do believe in horoscopes. Some people, you know, make their lives to write horoscopes. But I don't think, you know, science has rejected horoscopes. You know, even, you know, astronomy, they completely detach themselves from astrology because they don't think really that you can predict the future of, you know, stars and things of sorts. So the same thing with, you know, palm reading.
With your palm.
Yeah, although I was just reading up on it before I came here, just to be safe. And I saw that, you know, some people, they don't go there to get their futures read, but more so just to find out about their characters. So, you know, sometimes, for example, like, you know...
Interesting, yeah, right?
It's like, you know, when you smile, you have, like, some marks on your faces. Uh-huh. So I think that maybe that's something I might be willing to believe. You know, maybe your, you know, the way your fingers, you know, or your arm, your palm develops is based off some of your characteristics. That maybe, if there's a link, I'm willing to believe. But anything that related with the future, mm-hmm, I'm not willing to believe. And... hey, if it works for you, let me know. I'm running over to your guy.
If it works for you, let me know, okay? Somebody will let you know. Let's see. What do you think, my friend here, my Doris Oweru? This media plays a big role. We see it in movies.
Mm-hmm.
We see it people doing in their lives, in comedy stories and all that. Does that play, you think, in a way to people believing in this kind of palm reading because of what they see?
I think so, because like...
okay.
The media like influences us a lot. Whatever we see in movies and TV shows and whatever, like we tend to emulate, you know, like despite even not knowing like the consequences of taking such actions. So I think, yeah, it does, but it depends with like the audience. For some people, they'll be so vulnerable, but I guess for me, like, I can watch a movie and it has all this palm reading stuff and I'll be like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, like you have to, I don't know. To some people it does, but not to everybody. Not everybody will watch a movie and they'll think about, oh, palm reading. Should I go get my palm read? I don't know. Yeah. And I guess curiosity, if you can't control your curiosity, then you want to go, you know, you want to know what will happen to me after 5 years. Will I be rich? Will I die? And yeah. So I think so.
Curiosity is one of the things. Yeah, that's a good point right there.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Siobhan?
I think in movies, when they, you know, when you see fantasies or your people's careers or their futures have changed just because they have shown their palms to some palm reader, you know, or palmist. And then people tend to go to these places in streets or wherever they are. And they probably think, as Doris said, they're probably thinking the same way. That if we go in and if they tell us something which is related to our future, or our, you know, we might have a different future, or we might have a different career, or we can make different choices in our lives to, you know, have better future, for instance. So I think it plays a role because they fantasize to have a different future or make different choices in life. But personally, I don't think that really makes a difference in their lives, because then you're leaving the religion behind and moving to some people who are just reading your hands and telling you, you know, the future. So I think it's a contradiction between two things, religion and people who have the, you know, this, they say they have, it's not a, it's for them, it's just a way to earn money, the people who are reading, you know, your hands. But I don't think so there's any education behind it. How do they really know that whatever they're reading is...
And that's a good point you're putting out there.
Maybe they have power. I don't know.
And that's the question. Where is this power coming from, you know?
From a higher being.
Thank you, maybe. And some people, that's what they say. Most people who believe in these things, they tell you, you know what? This guy is gifted. Yeah. Just like they believe in some particular individual who has the power maybe to pray for somebody to get healed. Yeah. Say, you know what? He has a power. This is a gift given to him.
I think they are like prophets. It's only that the prophets, mm-hmm. they put God as the, you know, the being, right. the higher, the superpower.
Uh-huh.
But then these other ones, I don't know who they put, but they can be able to read your future.
And tell you things are going to happen and this is what it is. And some of them, people like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
When I went to this particular guy, he told me about my siblings, told me about my parents, told me about this and that. You're like, wait a minute. Because they tell you some things that you really know that they're true. And you're like, oh my God, they blew your mind away. So that itself maybe affects some people and say, you know what? I got to go for this.
So why would you want to go for somebody to tell you about your mother? Like, you know your mother. Why would you want to go to a person to read your palm to tell you, oh, you're having problems with your mom? Like, I don't get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because you know if you're having troubles.
Right.
Like, it's just a wastage of money.
I know. But for people who are going there, for the most part, just like Shava said, some people are trying to find out what tomorrow is going to be like for them.
Oh, that's true.
And they want to know the future. Mm-hmm. So they think whoever knows about this hand of mine, my palm, he will tell me or she will tell me. So, hey, I will know something about tomorrow. But is that the way to go? I don't know. I should leave to the people. What do you think? Is everybody's mind thinks different?
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing palm reading right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Doris Waweru, Shava Ali, and Tef Tef. As I said, palm reading has a role in some people's lives. They won't do anything. They won't plan anything, really, depending on what the palm reader will say. Do we know why this is happening and how this is popular? Well, I wanted to know if it does play a role in some other people's lives. So, I spoke to Japi Masokameng all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I wanted to know what was his position.
We all, as human beings, sometimes go through so much adversity that some of us are a bit frail in terms of what to look forward to down the road, that we seek an opportunity to, even if it's a chance, to just gain some semblance of what could happen, call it a peace of mind, call it an extra step to prepare for whatever is being said to you by whoever you're dealing with, who's your palm reader, good or bad. At least you can brace yourself, or you can open your heart to some happiness. So I think it has to do with the human condition seeking to be assured that the path that they're on or what they're trying to do hopefully will lead them to an outcome that they hopefully will like, and if not, at least they can brace themselves for the outcome that is being predicted by whoever is sharing with them. That's my end of it. You know, I'm one of those guys who believes that one must walk by faith and not by sight. And other people just need reassurance, I guess.
Yeah, maybe reassurance. You're right about that. People need reassurance because they want to hear, what is happening tomorrow? What is in for me here? Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And in some places, they say, hey, they got to do this thing, man, because they need to be assured that something is going to happen before they just go to that next step in their lives every day. Mm-hmm. And this happens all the time.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. But on the other hand, I'm trying to find out, when we come to palm reading, it has been there for a long time. Do you think this is going to be a lucrative business? And maybe do some people just do this for business or some other people doing just for fun?
I truly think that the ones who are in this craft would probably be best equipped to make a response or an informed response on that question. But if I was just to guess as someone who doesn't know much about it, I think that the intent is to come into that space with the desire to help. You know, maybe the person sees himself as a bridge between what's happening now to an individual or a situation to what will hopefully happen the next day or down the road.
Thank you, Japi Masoka Meng, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing palm reading. Well, Shavar, tell me something. You think palm reading can be associated maybe to the culture? And if so, is this the situation that we're seeing maybe, like you said, India, where you're coming from, Pakistan and other places in the Middle East, maybe this is very, very popular. But for me, I believe it's growing all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the thing here that makes it very popular maybe on that part of the world than others?
I think, I agree with you. It's part of the culture and it's part of the history.
Okay.
You know, where a thing begins, it's rooted there. So there are more people involved and influenced to be part of that thing. So with palm reading, because of the religions, India being so diverse, there's Hinduism, there's Buddhism, and it's part of the religion to some extent, and what people have interpreted the religion to be like as far as palm reading is concerned. For them, they really believe in all these activities. Besides palm reading, they have just like priests where they go and they show, they according to the birth date and everything, they mix and match how you can marry. So they have these papers in which they write and they make a design or something.
Wow.
You know, and according to that, they match your, that if it's a good fit for you to marry this person. So they have this kind of influence already in their culture.
Right.
So for palm reading, it's just an extra addition to what else beliefs and practices are going on in India or subcontinent or in Middle East.
Okay.
So definitely you're right. The culture plays an important role, the religion itself and how people interpret the religion. And moreover, like I've seen people actually, they would make decisions of whether to fly out on this day or at this
really?
Particular time. Yes.
Wow.
Or they Depending would probably on... miss the plane because they think it's not a good time for uh-huh. them to fly out at that
wow.
particular moment, you know?
Right.
So people do believe and they pay a lot of money.
This is like their daily
yes.
meal
yes.
and daily schedule that you know what? Before you go
yeah.
to Nairobi, hey, go to the palm reading and tell you if it's a safe day to travel.
Yeah. And in India, actually, every morning
uh-huh.
After the religious service,
uh-huh.
they have this whole shows where they do palm reading and
uh-huh.
where they tell you according to your horoscope
right.
how your day is going to be like, what precaution you should take.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen many Indian actors actually
mm.
making decisions. One time I was reading that this guy, he's an Indian actor, his name is Govinda. He didn't
I know Govinda.
Yeah.
Govinda is a great actor, he's very popular.
He didn't fly out for an award ceremony because
really?
It was not a good time for him to actually leave the country.
Wow.
So, you know, there are these things which play important role for
yeah.
people.
Mm-hmm.
When to start a business
uh-huh.
or how many years to wait until you get married or to have kids.
Right.
People do that.
For Doris, you say you haven't seen this much happening in Kenya.
No.
But, of course, there are people out there who are doing this and
yeah.
maybe you haven't, you know, come across.
You know, like you said, it's a cultural thing. I guess for Africa and most of Africa, we know witchcraft. Like that, it's...
Extra. In this show, we'll talk about witchcraft.
But I think
because
it's
in Africa,
the same thing.
Tell me about this, Shavar. People believe in witchcraft so much. You know?
They do.
Some don't believe in palm reading, but guess what?
They
do witchcraft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's cultural.
You people. See people talking about games, you know, big games playing,
mm-hmm.
big matches.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the guys, tell us, what do we need to do so we can win?
Yeah. And if you know black uh-huh. magic.
Yes,
yeah.
of course.
The subcontinent, I mean, if you relate that to witchcraft, it's really, really popular.
Mm-hmm.
People do that.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
You
mother-in-laws would go and try to, you know, do some kind of black magic on their daughter-in-laws. It's
yeah.
really common.
I and
mean,
it's
I
really
know
common
it's
in Tanzania, too. I had to point that out. Really, it's so common.
Okay, I understand what you're trying to say. This is really common, that's for sure. It is common. But maybe Devta will also share with us. As we heard from Shavra, people in India will do everything and schedule their times, their travel, their work, their day, because of what the reader has said is going to happen, what you need to do to avoid problems. Probably you've seen this. Have you seen this happening in other places of the world?
I mean, yeah, there's people who, like you said, off the advice of a palm reader.
Yes.
They make their next, you know, decisions for the next, like, 5 years of their lives based off that. Uh-huh. They tell them the next person they'll meet is your husband. You know, lucky guy or lucky girl. Next person, they just, you know, I've seen that happen. I mean, again, the movies, like you said, they play a role. They make it seem like it's something that really could happen. Uh-huh. But again, there's, even in Ethiopia, I know there's a lot of stories about these people that have made so much money off people who really believe in them. Mm-hmm. And again, for people to go back to them, they must have done something right.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, you know,
that's what Shavar was saying. People pay lots and lots and lots of money.
Exactly. But people are gullible, you know. Ah. I can tell you right now, you know, you go outside, you find a dollar, and by some miracle, you might find it. And you come back to every day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or you had dropped the dollar.
Or I had dropped. There we go. Yeah. Even better. Even better. Exactly. These people know who you are, so it's fairly easy for them to play around.
I know. And when they play their cards right, guess what? They make a lot of money.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because people are planning, or people are trying to plan their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't want a better life? Of course, we all do. But the problem is how.
Exactly.
And that's where palm readers come
in. Maybe it's impossible.
Right? Maybe it's impossible.
And we should accept that.
But with science, you were telling me about science here. You said science really doesn't support, like...
Astrology or...
Astrology.
Because astrology, they'll tell you it's based off science, you know.
And some people tell us it's based off science, too.
But you know, astronomy does not claim astrology. You know, that's the difference.
Oh, that's the difference, okay.
It's even... Look at the weather, man. That's a scientific...
Exactly.
And we can't even predict it right for the next
few
days.
They predict right, you know? Yeah, they do.
But even that is with a very, you know, percentage chance of this happening or that happening.
All that not happening sometimes,
and,
yeah.
But these people will tell you 100%, oh, yeah, this is going to happen, and they read it off your palm. I don't believe that.
You don't believe that, but guess what? People believe a lot of this, and it's unbelievable. But anyway, we'll see what happens. You tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week. Burglars broke into a primary school, cooked themselves a two-course meal before leaving. The thieves broke into Sennybridge Primary School in Cardiff, UK recently before cooking themselves a wonderful meal from meat and fish they found in the school's freezer. Then they pulled some Christmas crackers. Wow, 4 months ahead of time. It's August, you know. Well, according to the Wales Online, the burglars ate their stolen meal comfortably with plates and cutlery from the school's canteen. The thieves complemented their meal with lots of apple juice from the store cupboard and helped themselves to ice cream for dessert. Several Christmas crackers were found to have been used. Well, the police spokesman described the burglary as unusual and appealed for witnesses to come forward. Well, if you think Christmas for these thieves in December, please think again. That's it for our show on Palm Reading. A big thank you to our guests, Shuhudu Mungi from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Japi Masokameng from Johannesburg, South Africa. And of course, a big thank you to my colleague, Tef Tef, and our interns, Doris Waweru and Shava Ali. Jackson Vanganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can always call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week, cell phone revolution. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.